Welcome to the Happy New Now Show. Three moms in three different parts of the world, all working towards becoming more authentic while navigating children, relationships, and lots of mom, work, and things to do. We are figuring out how to make our nows happy and laughing as we trip along the way. So have a happy new now. Let's make it contagious. Welcome to the Happy New Now Show, where we're three moms, Molly, Tracy, and Saskia, exploring fresh ways to live with joy, intention, and grow our inner knowing and light. Each episode, we dive into topics that inspire us to embrace the present moment while becoming our best selves. Today, we're unpacking the divine feminine. What does it even mean to be a woman, and how can we lean into it more fully? We'll weave in the backbone of self-care, sharing how we're nurturing ourselves on both practical and spiritual levels, especially as busy moms, and sometimes we fall short too. Expect honest chat, a few laughs, and some real insights on self-care to help us show up as our best selves for our families. So grab a cozy spot, take a deep breath, and let's dive into this heart-to-heart conversation together. So hello, ladies.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, hello. I am in my cozy spot already.
You do look cozy.
Yeah, with a cup of tea here.
You've got tea. I've got hot chocolate. What do you got, Tracy?
I got a pen in my hand. Nothing.
Didn't have time. Pens can be cozy too. I like journaling.
No, it's clicking. It's clicking. I didn't have time. I had to rush from work.
So Saskia, you were just giving some, before we started recording, you were just giving some good summaries on and talking a little bit about, like, what is even masculine? What is even feminine? Do you want to start there?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So my journey started a couple of months ago that I started actually to dive deeper into this new area for me, masculinity, femininity. I haven't been there before. I have been a mom for the last 12 years. And before that, I wasn't there with my awareness to figure out what is femininity, what is masculinity. And I was pushed there because of the experiences I had of and wondering, why do I always end up in the same kind of relationship with a man? Where is the same stuff always happening? It didn't feel right to me what happened there. And I have been married for 16 years. And I didn't figure out how to make this work, so we separated. And today, well, maybe I could have saved my marriage if I have had the information that I have now. But for some reason, it is okay the way it is now, and we are fine with that, and I'm fine with that actually. And it led me to the topic of where am I? Where am I feminine? Where am I too much in my masculine energy, maybe? And I needed to really go down that, for me, rabbit hole, actually, because I had to find out stuff about me and why did I get to that point where I am now, leading back until my childhood. I have a really, really strong mother who has been in her masculine energy always, based on what she has been through. So this is just, you know, the life we have been put in. And the type of father I have, or my father, he also ended up the way he is because of his childhood he had. But he, for me, was never an example of, or the way he was to me until today is something that I see in my relationships with my partners I had. And this is something that I never felt really seen into these relationships, as my father never had seen me the way I am. He could not. He is not there yet. That's okay. I'm not pointing my finger at them, but it's what it is. And I love my parents unconditionally. And I will be there for them if they need me, whatever. And because of the way it was, I grew up like I had to grow up to be the person I am now. And but finally, yeah, finding out what is femininity, what is masculinity, is something that I'm still working on, to be honest. I have to grow into it, and it's something that is still, yeah, happening deeply. And I'm going to have even an as I'm invited as a speaker about this topic. That's why I'm glad that I can have this experience with you and this talk with you here on this topic. Masculinity. Have been in my masculine energy since always. I'm stepping out of it more and more, and I see the changes, but I'm still there. What does masculinity mean for me? Well, I have always been like in a leading position. I always took over leadership. I have always been like the protector. I took care of things that I should not have been taken care, actually. Protection is not something that a woman would do or to provide or to lead. That's not what we do, actually. That's not feminine. And this would not allow men to be a man. I push them somehow out of their way and get into their way. This is what I see now, what I'm learning now. And that's why it ended up like it ended up always. I will not blame anybody here, but this is what I see now. What I see now, learning, and with the help of my son, what it means to really step back and get out of the way of the man, of a man, man's way, or men, whoever is there, whatever kind of relationship is it? Your partner? Is it a friend? Is it even your child? My son, who's teaching me to respect him and his decisions, to just allow him and let go and trust him and let him do the things the way he wants to do it and not I want to do it. All this kind of experiences now I'm having, how he is reflecting on me, how to not control anymore, let go, let flow, and take care of myself. He's even assisting me in that. I believe I mentioned it before. That when he hears me, somehow I have struggle and I'm like breathing deeply and he calling me, Mom, you need to sit down. You have to stop doing stuff now. Please sit down. You are stressed out.
That's
Please.
so cute.
This is cute, right?
So cute.
So this is how I'm learning. I'm actually learning here. And even with my ex, who is coming over to my place here, of course, he's the father of my children. We are having a good relationship, friendship. But now I'm even applying a lot of stuff I've learned to him. I say a lot of more thanks now to him. Thank you for taking care of that. Thank you for taking the children for a couple of days or for some day here so I have some place for myself, a room for myself. Applying all this stuff now at least. So this is going to be a good relationship with the father of my children. But yeah, I'm single mom here. So I have had no experiences until now with what does it mean to be in a healthy, balanced relationship where I'm in my feminine energy and I would allow a man to be in his masculine energy. I believe I never allowed a man to be in his masculine energy. That's why I always ended up like to be the leader, and this is too much for me, and go crazy, and then this whole circle that I've been in. Yes, that's because of being in not aware and being too much in masculine energy and not allowing the man to be a man.
But you
So,
know,
and
I.
yeah, Tracy, you
Sorry.
have mentioned you have a beautiful marriage and a beautiful relationship with your husband, and the way you talked about this is new for me. How you talked about how you are doing stuff with him, how you're with him, how you talk to each other, what the things you do. It's amazing. And I'm learning anytime I hear this stuff, it's like, wow, now I see it. I feel it. Now I see it. How I want to apply it. Well, not yet, but maybe someday I can really live to this too. So
And
maybe you want
Tracy's
to.
not like a newlywed either. How long have you been married?
22 years, maybe
Yeah.
23. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But you know, I was listening to you now, I'm just thinking, you know, why, you know, if you go to any meditation group or you join any kind of spiritual growth group or anything, I mean, you'll see 99% of the people will be women and the rest will be men. It's changing slightly now, you know. So you always wonder why, you know, why do we take on the masculine role? I do think that these bodies are superior to men. I really do. I think no. I mean, we just can. I can walk into a room and I can scan and understand, blah, 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 gather all the information. And Joey says, "How the hell did you get that?" I'm like,
Yeah.
"I don't know." Just so I think we've got these superpowers, and we know we can do it better than men. So we just do it, and then we don't mean to, but it's just that we can do things. We process faster. We gather information faster, and we can protect our family. Okay, you know, we need to do this with our children. We need to do that. This is a better school. I spoke to that person, and so we don't mean to, but it can, because we just, I think we just tend to process faster. So then we end up just doing everything, and then men go, okay, well, let me like step back and let them do it, and then suddenly
Right.
you've got a almost like a mother-son relationship. And no one wants to sleep with their son. So
Exactly. I feel like that's where most marriages get ruined too. And it's like, where did it go? And it's just, especially with kids being born, like something just gets way out of whack.
Yeah. And especially if you've got a child that, you know, has delays, most
Right.
times we've heard it over and over again. Many people don't stay together. It's made our marriage way stronger. You know, and it's, you know, I just, for me, I have the biggest thing for me is he astounds me every day. I have such great respect for him. I'm in awe of how he thinks. He's always calm, he's patient, he thinks before he speaks. He's in love with trees. He walks around, he knows all the Latin names. I always like, I'm in awe of him. So I think because I've always been in awe of him, he feels loved and respected. And then I suppose our relationship is naturally good, very good. Yeah. But I
Yeah.
don't think it's all of our. I don't, Saskia, I don't think it's your problem. It's Wally's. I don't think it's. We didn't mean this, but it's like the world set us up for this. Like we
Right.
have this ability to perceive things. We mother children. We can. We bear life. So we just. It feels like we're superior. I don't mean to be that saying that in a horrible way. I just think we can do things generally better. Not like maybe fixing a toilet or we're not stronger, but it's just. And this world is set up like you have to kind of prepare yourself for everything. You got to protect your kids, and you got to look at the diet that they're on. You got to look at what school they're going to and what people they're hanging out with. And men just don't, they can't process that fast. So, but I think things are changing because, as you say, when you've got all these courses now, you're seeing more and more men coming and they're asking themselves, like, you know, who am I? And they're wanting to dig deeper, which is tough for them because then they have to, you know, sort of, going to their deep feminine side. So I think it is changing, and but from what you're saying now, the change is gonna come from the woman. We've always led the way. So we might as well, so if we start changing within our relationships, whether it be a brother, sister, male, female, husband, wife, and I unfortunately wasn't on the talk that you guys with that what's her name? Laura Doyle.
Laura Doyle. We've got her book up on the website if you go to Happy New Now Show on the product page.
So I've just started sort of reading this, some of her stuff, and I'm like, I wish I was with you guys when you were talking about it. But I think it's amazing. It's just respect your husband, compliment him, you know, or and instead of instructing him, say, I'd really love this, and be in gratitude for things that he does. I mean, such simple changes that have profound changes. I luckily, I don't know why, but I've been doing them naturally. But I've given a few tips to a few friends. Just in the over the last few days, when Molly told me about the book, and I'm astounded at how they're saying, "I can't believe it! It's like my husband's smiling at me again. They're kissing, pecking me on the cheek before they go to work, and just
You feel a
small,
little
just shifts
stupid
like
because
that."
this is kind of easy.
So
Right.
I think, you know, if anyone's listening now, go back to that interview you guys did and get the book because I think, and I think we need to have this lady on the show for sure.
Definitely.
Because
Definitely.
she's definitely speaking from her spirit, and it just makes me so excited. Wow, how many people can we help?
Yeah.
And then also, if you're going into a relationship, I'm just thinking about. I'm sure Saskia, with you having a daughter, I've ordered the book, but unfortunately, we can't get everything in Africa very quickly. But I want to discuss it with my daughter and say, you know, I want her to learn these skills now. So I
Yeah.
definitely, you
Yeah.
know, she's 18, but you know, she's going to be meeting the opposite sex, and I'd like her to empower herself and the man she's with. So it's exciting. I think it's lovely, lovely information.
Every time I talk to somebody else too, and we have this kind of conversation too, I always end up talking about Laura Dahl in the book. Read a book, read a book. To get there, of course, we need awareness. So it always starts within us first. You have to have the awareness. There's something wrong here in my relationship, and the will or the wish to change.
And the ability to go, could it be me? When you're like, no, it's them. I'm doing all my work. It has to be them. Shit, I read the book. It's me.
This is a big ego stuff here too. Yeah, that's true. But fake it until you make it. I love
Yes,
this phrase.
yes.
This is so fake it until you make
And it
it.
doesn't matter what it is. Like for me, like one, oh my, I didn't even speak through college. Like I am so incredibly shy. When I started like lecturing and stuff, oh my God, like you should have felt my pulse. But 4 years down the road, I'm fine now, you know? But if you want to go do something, whether it's fix your marriage or whatever, you might have to just suck it up and fake it till you make it instead of waiting till it feels right. If you wait
And
till
this goes with
it feels right,
everything.
you're gonna miss your opportunity.
Yeah, right. And it
And
goes with
does she?
everything. If you
Does she?
have to tell yourself, I'm perfect, I'm complete. Yeah. Although you may not believe it yet within, but
Yeah.
still say it out loud. Say it out loud until you really did change your mind patterns here. And then really it goes into deeper into really deep into your system, and then you make it. This is how we create. We say it out loud, maybe not seeing it yet, what we want to create, but it's there.
For sure. Does she talk about like can you apply this method to friendships?
Totally.
Always.
Totally.
You
I
apply it to
mean,
any
you know,
kind of
one of
relationship.
her bigger things on there too is like staying on your own paper, which I love that concept too. And like how much do we do that with men? Like we
What does
want
that
them to be
mean?
men, but we're always on their paper. You know, how we think we're always like we don't do it as bad with friends, but like with opposite sex relationships or our children, it's always, don't you think you might want to whatever, fill in the blank, like we're controlling without being controlling. We're, you know, hey, were you gonna go pick up the kids right now? He knows what time he's supposed to pick up the kids, right? But I'm like, I'm all over his paper. I'm micromanaging him like I'm a mother and not letting him be a man. But like it would be the same thing in the friendships and everything. Like we get all over each other's papers, like, oh, I just can't believe she's doing that with her children. It's none of my business. It's her paper. It's her
But you
story.
know, like that whole micromanaging, I mean, I don't like, no one must micromanage me, but like in schools, the school system micromanages kids
Yeah, we're
all
taught
the
to do it from
time.
an early age.
So
Yeah.
yeah, so they it's like
And you're
just
rewarded for falling in line there.
if you accept the
Yeah.
micromanaging,
And they are not respecting at all children there. My son
not
has a
at
lot of
all.
trouble with his teacher. She's a woman, and she tells him, "You're not doing that right." So,
This is why I don't have mine in a real school.
of
I'm like,
course he
oh
gets
my God, it'd be
upset.
so
Yeah,
bad.
and of course he stops doing stuff then. And I accept it. I say, yeah, I'm with you, my son. She's not treating you with respect. Of course, I would not do it neither. So it's okay. It's okay. Teach her by not doing what she wants, and stick to your stuff, and that's it. But yeah, it's everywhere.
And I know we've talked about this, Saskia, like how our children actually, you know, our little men feel that lack of respect so deeply. I know my son's run into that in his little forest school too. And I mean, there was even a time where you ended up, he got abducted and you had to come into his space. And the root cause of it was the day before he had felt really disrespected by a friend on the playground. And like men really take disrespect like that hard. You know, for us it's love and for them it's respect. And it is that deep when they're not getting it. And as soon as you give that respect back, you know, the entire dynamic shifts again.
That's right. And our sons, they are really fast in showing us when they're not respected. Our husbands or my ex-husband, well, they got used to our disrespect. So they would just be they shut down and just go and let
They
you
get
do the stuff.
quiet. They get
Yeah,
quiet and
they
they
get
go do something else. They put their nose in the phone. They do something
yeah.
else. But like they're just sitting there waiting for you to like appear the way you used to appear. And as soon
Yes.
as you appear that way again, they're like,
Yes.
"Oh, hello. I'm back."
Yeah.
It's like,
Even 20
"Oh, that
years
was
later.
easy."
20 years later you do something different and suddenly
Yeah.
they are. And it all starts with
They don't hold the grudges we do. They really don't.
No. The moment we start taking care of ourselves as women, we take care of ourselves. They have only one wish is to make us even more happier.
And it's actually true. And like Laura Doyle, that's another interesting thing she has even in her book and some of her interviews is, she's talking about relationships with ex-spouses and how, those have improved. And even if it's an ex-spouse, that he just suddenly started doing more for me. And it's like, wow, we don't even like each other at this point, but he still wants to be my hero.
So I'm just thinking now as well, like we live in this duality world, but what happens if it's actually just mutual respect? But the respect we require within this genetic female body is to be adored and complimented and protected. And I say to Jodie often, I feel safe being married to you. And the men, their respect is to be allowed to take lead and to feel strong and to be able to do and fix and take charge and feel like they are protecting. But at the end of the day, if you want to just get rid of the duality and just say it's actually boils down to respect, but how we receive it is different.
That's true.
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah, we want to
So
feel emotionally safe. Women need to feel emotionally safe, physically safe, financially safety. That's all coming there. And men are more than willing to provide that, but we have to allow it. And most of the times, I speak for myself, I didn't see this. I didn't know it. I didn't know it better back then. I'm right now learning. I'm 44 and and now I'm getting it step by step, small steps. So,
I think we're all learning. I think that the veil was, pulled down over our eyes from the time of conception and schooling and everything. So, it's what if we had said we're not going to, a lot of people don't want to even have the awareness to go, I don't know anything, teach me. At least we're willing to say we didn't know, we made many mistakes, and we're learning. So I'm fascinated with this. Even though it's not really what I mean, I don't need to do it, but I mean, I can definitely learn more skills from it for my marriage, but it's wonderful to be able to counsel friends and clients and that kind of thing that her method and her techniques. I think it's amazing.
There's so many women out there that I know are going like, "Where are the men? Where are the men?" Well, one, they don't chat online, but they go do. Men are physical universe creators. But like something that was kind of a weight off my shoulders, just like, how is this ever going to get balanced? Is just the realization that when we show up the way we need to show up, they do too. And we can relax a little bit. It's like they're right there. They're waiting for us to lean into our divine feminine selves. And then they show up. The ones that are already there show up. They show up completely differently.
So are they waiting for us to have
Yes.
self-respect?
They're waiting for us to have self-respect
So, and you were
and
talking.
take care of ourselves enough, actually love ourselves enough where we're showing up as
So you were
somebody they'd
talking
want to
about
be around,
self-care. So what is self-care? Because you in the beginning you were talking about self-respect. If we have self-respect for ourselves and we then implement self-care, what could be some examples of self-care?
Who wants to go? Go
Yeah, there
ahead.
are many
I saw
examples,
you. I
but
saw you leaning into the mic. Go for it. Sounds
yeah,
good.
yeah. Okay. So for me, self-care means I take time for myself and do what I love to do. And what I love to do is in the morning to take time for myself after I have finished everything with my children to have gone or in school already. And I sit down, I have my cup of coffee and I enjoy it. And I'm watching the trees here outside my balcony. I enjoy taking self-care when I have my bedtime routine. So using my, I have really beautiful essential oils and that I use, or just what I really love is to do sports. And even though there may not be a lot of time, but I take my half an hour at least to get my ass on my cycle and do a really strong indoor cycle class. And I love it. And even my children, they know it that I love it. And they remind me, Mom, you haven't done your sport today. I can.
We can tell.
Yeah, really, you have to go on your bike half an hour, please. So, yeah, actually, find out for yourself what is something that you would love to do, but you haven't done in a lot of time because you thought that I have to do too many things. I have no time for myself. That's not true. You always have
And look
time.
how you show up when you're like
Yes,
that too. Like,
yes,
does your
yes.
family really want you to not take care of yourself? Because
Yeah.
look at how you show up when you
Yeah.
can't figure out how to do it.
That's true. Yeah. And if it's a walk, I love to walk with my dog, half an hour, whatever. Read my book or read a book or drawing. I love drawings or read something about dragons. Talk about dragons. No, whatever it is that makes just you, just something for you. Or calling if you feel like I need to reach out to that friend of mine. Let's see if she is somehow available. I can talk to her. Whatever, whatever it is that just keeps you out of your mind, that makes you thinking you have to do this and this and this and that, and you haven't done this yet. No, just you here. Drop down in your heart and do what you desire, what you're inspired to do, not what you feel you have to do. That's a
But I
self-care.
think this podcast is self-care. For me, it's like,
Yeah.
we in quantum physics, we call it going analogical. So you're in the flow. So we'll
Yeah.
often start the podcast and we'll talk for an hour before we actually record. And actually, it's all the
Right.
juicy bits. Those are the best bits. So we're like, Molly, record this. Because
Yes.
for me, it's like one of the self-care is like actually finding a group of people, you
Yeah.
two, and to start, just talking in high level talk and low, high level talk, funny talk, and not feeling like you're going to be judged. So for me, I think females, we express, we I assimilate through talking and bouncing off and knowing there's going to be no judgment, which is
Right, even
awesome.
that moment where you need
So.
to complain, you know.
Oh my word, yeah. Poor Molly.
But like, is it better for me to like get my words out to you two or to my husband if I'm working on my marriage? You know what I mean? Like, because we all have
Definitely
those
us.
moments too. Like, you gotta have your girlfriends.
You can talk.
Definitely.
I believe talking about marriage and your husband is okay if it's always in a positive way. But
Exactly.
we should not
Exactly.
talk in a bad way about our partners behind
Yeah.
their backs or with them or behind their
Yeah.
backs. But yeah, of course, we women,
Yeah.
we need to know sometimes, can you help me out here with that? How do I get that?
Right.
How do we understand?
Right.
That's total, that's women. We need that. But otherwise we
But
would go crazy if we
I
don't
found it very tough to
get.
find friendships
Yeah.
that I can speak to on this level
Yeah.
of understanding. So I feel I've always got to sort of, it sounds really arrogant, like lower yourself or just, because they go, but Tracy, you know everything. You must know how to fix this. And you don't want, I don't want to, I just want to be me,
Yeah.
when I'm around girls and friends.
Yeah.
So we
Yeah,
have to have Zoom friendships.
you guys have been a big part of my self-care this past year.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah. But we're going to meet this year, or in California, or in Africa. Who knows?
Yeah, in our bi-locating machines. Yeah, one of the
Yeah.
ways I do self-care, and it started by pure chance. In December last year, I said, I want to start painting. I'm not an artist, and I just started to paint, and I just love it. I just and it's I go into a zone, and luckily my family go, okay, mom's painting, and they'll go out into the garden or they'll go for a drive and let me be out for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. So love painting. That's definitely, and also I now play paddle. So joined a women's league. That's really fun.
For people in the
And
US, what's that? Tennis?
it's
Yeah,
like a
I know.
mini tennis. Yeah, I think
Yeah.
it's more European, but
That's a great video.
it's people I would never normally mix with, or probably they would never listen to a podcast like this. But it's such fun. It's so light and easy. So I'm loving
Yeah.
that. And my husband's like, please go. I want you to go. It's so good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your husband is saying please go take time for yourself. Like this is something really big I feel like we miss as women, because like in our masculine energy, we've always felt like we're not worth anything if we're not being productive, which is totally masculine energy. But your husband actually wants you to get your alone time and do things for yourself. I
We've
don't
got a
know that a
big.
lot of women even know that, you know? That
Yeah,
that's
no,
okay,
he.
and that like that's that your spouse, your partner, like actually wants you to go do that.
Oh, definitely. We've got a big bath. We don't all bath together. But often I'll say, you go bath first because it's very hot. I like the hot water very hot. And then he says, I'll bring the kids afterwards, you know? So that's also, I'll have sort of 15 minutes on my Netflix, and then I'll usually just sit in the bath and do some silent meditation or whatever.
Oh.
Maybe reflect, and that for me is really, important.
Yeah. How
That's
many
my
times did
favorite
I talk to
self-care
you,
time.
Molly, when I was in my bed
I
too?
know. I'm like, I hear the echo. Saskia's in the bath. I can never talk to you because I take a shower, but it's like, it's where all the good ideas come in after a shower. I'm like, Saskia, I got this message. Yeah, true. But that's one of my big self-care ones. It's just after dinner with the kids, that's my husband's turn. You know, like back when we had like a more traditional working schedule too, like that's my time. I go up to the bedroom and I hide and I take my shower. And if it's longer, you know, and I hide in the bedroom and I might read a book. I might do nothing. I might catch up with one of you two, you know, through voice memos or something. But yeah, I just hibernate for an hour. And then I can show up for everybody for bedtime routine and, you know, have conversations with my husband at the end of the night. But if I didn't get that break, oh my gosh, then it's just too much.
But is it funny to say that my self-care is I love my work. I absolutely love my work. I go to work so energized and so excited and so happy all the time. So I come back energized, like I've really like I'm my life force is bigger after working. So I don't know if that's part of self-care. I know people think it's usually just being on your own, but for me that's it's a
No,
big
and
one.
that's where we're all trying to go, right? Is exactly where you already are. Like, what a cool thing to think about is like everybody's life's going to be set up in bliss, basically. It's going to be set up in self-care, like skipping to work, you know? Because it's not work, it needs a new word.
It's so empowering. I love it.
It's
Change people's
as
lives.
amazing
It's
as my breakfast hot chocolate.
Yep.
I'd like some definitely when I see you in person, you're making me one of those hot chocolates.
Totally. Yeah. That's
Yum.
how I start my day. My breakfast hot chocolate, and I have bread and butter like a 5-year-old. But you know, you grow up and you just
Yum.
mutate things into a way that actually make you feel good. I have organic raw cacao, honey, and water in a cup. It is a superfood. It's full of minerals, and it's energizing me. The bread is, you know, sprouted whole grain bread. It makes me feel good, but I still get to be a 5-year-old. I'm having hot chocolate and bread and butter for breakfast.
That's awesome.
And you're so gorgeous and skinny. I was like,
Yeah,
oh
I might be
no.
stressing kids, but
No. I think you just got that gorgeous athletic body. But I think I love butter. Yo, I can just chow it, eh? I can just cut slices. I
yeah.
love it so much. Especially raw butter. Yeah, it's very nice.
That's hard to get
Oh,
here.
is it? No, not yet. Well,
I have to
I mean, I
make
got
it,
my own.
and it's one too many things, so I don't. It's like one
Yeah,
of
I
those I
used
still
to.
buy.
So, what else is self-care? I mean, definitely this knowledge. I think sharing knowledge, reading, researching.
Oh. I know the other one we want kind of wanted to get into with self-care is not being a love and light doormat.
What is
Yeah.
that? Explain it a bit more.
Standing up for yourself. Saskia was talking about this really well the other day in a voice memo to me that you know, one of the ways we really trip ourselves up, and especially in this movement, it's a lot of really nice people, right? We're all really nice people. And we tend to be nicer to everyone else than we are to our own boundaries. And we help and we help and we help. And then we kind of turn around and go, wow, that kind of sucked the life out of me. There was no energetic exchange. I helped and helped and helped. And I helped too much. And then I started saying yes to things I didn't really even want to say yes to. And it kind of became this like slippery slope. And now I feel like a complete doormat.
Okay.
So I feel like that's like a huge part of self-care that I know at least I constantly get myself stuck in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Well, the thing is, you helping everyone because you've got such incredible expertise with the channels and with IT and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think you're gonna have to set. And so, part of self-care is boundaries,
Boundaries
safe
and
boundaries.
recognizing when they're being hit. That's
Yeah.
something I know I struggle with. Like, I'm happy to help. I'm happy to help. Wow, that's good. Yeah. And then you're, wait a minute. Wait, that was a little too much.
Yeah, that's when you're too nice, right?
Right.
Don't be too nice.
In this
That's
reality,
not working.
it's not about being love and light. It's about
No.
self-respect and
Standing
respecting
your
your own
ground when
boundaries.
you have
Yeah.
to. Standing your ground. What I always say, sometimes you have even to kick somebody.
Yes, and you do.
As long as you can do it from a neutral state of being, totally fine. Sometimes you have to even shout out loud to really set some boundaries there. And if you can't do this because you feel like you're dragged into trauma, then just go away. Turn around and leave it and go away. And don't you look back anymore.
Well, the
And
only reason why someone has power over you need their money or you need their approval. If you don't need either, they have no power over you. So I think when you can master that about yourself, you'll find that you won't even have to set such big boundaries. But one of the things I've learned with my husband is like when I need a boundary, not to tell him then. Like later on when we quiet, I say, you know what you did the other day? And he says, yeah, like, I don't enjoy the way you do that. Do you think you could, when we're in a company, not do that? Or I'll tell him what, and he'll go, Cliff, I'm sorry, did it hurt you? I'm like, yeah, I didn't feel nice about it. And he's like, oh, thanks for telling me. I often hear him telling my friends, hey, my wife will always tell me exactly. I'll never be, he'll, she never, she'll never just leave me, and then I'll find out a year later why she left me, because she tells me in clear detail. But I've learned now not to do it in the moment, to find it when he has listening ears.
Yeah.
So I think the same thing maybe with Molly, you saying, with being this light and love doormat, maybe writing down what your boundaries are, and then when you go onto the channels or whatever friendships, to say, I will do this and this, but this is as far as I'll go. So
Right.
before you get any deeper, I mean, you've been good like that with me, but I think you've been good like that. It sounds, I don't know, but I mean, you'll tell me, Trace, I'll help you with this, but I can't do this. I think because you feel comfortable with me, but do it with everyone else as well. Not when you're in the situation when they've drained you already.
Right.
Yeah. So, what else is self-care? I'm trying to think of other things.
What else is self-care? Well, for me, to bring it to this 3D reality, 3 weeks ago, I was with a friend of mine, and we had a lady coming over with underwear. And we did a whole day on underwear, and I actually bought some really nice and really nice sets of underwear. This was self-care.
Oh,
So, and then I'm, you know,
and she
that's
doesn't even have a
that's
man. She just wants nice
awesome.
and want underwear, you know?
Oh, I'd love
Yeah. So that's, for example, something that was really enjoyable, and I loved it. And then, yeah, what else is self-care? I'm being in my garden. I love to be with my hands in my er in earth and create and plant and do stuff there. And then I have a big scratch on my arm because I always get somehow something happens in the garden. I don't even feel it. But then later when I'm showering, oh my gosh, what did I do? But I love going. This is, and I'm there for 3, 4 hours and I'm not even aware of how time passed. And I'm just happy to be there.
Cleaning out my closet I did this weekend. It was so
That's
nice. Just
self-care. Oh,
yeah, just
yeah. Oh,
like
God, I don't
chuck it
even
out,
say
chuck
me too
out.
anymore. I love it to
It's
death. Yeah, I
like
love
just
this
like I
too.
don't want this, haven't worn it, da, da, da. It's like, oh, it felt so good just to like throw out 20 items of clothing that either don't make me feel good or just haven't worn for over a year. It was great. Just getting rid of old stuff and stretched underwear and a hole with a sock, just throwing it all out was wonderful.
And you have more space for new clothes.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome.
Sometimes in busy mom life, it's almost as simple as like, I'll have my husband take the kids to like a sporting event and drive separate.
Oh,
Just so I
yes.
grab like 30 minutes in the car of peace and quiet.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
I feel like
That's true.
sometimes too, like maybe we can, I don't know if you have any ideas for like the moms who are really struggling with the autistic kids, or they're in that baby toddler phase that's like you're sitting here listening to us going, yeah, great, fine. Your kids are a little bit older or whatever. You're figuring this out, but like you guys remember toddlers. They're so cute for a reason, because you there's no free time and you can't even take your
This
eyes
is
off of them.
when I had to learn to let go of stuff. I can't do stuff now because my kids need me. So I had to learn to let go, and I knew there will become a time that I will have time to do the stuff again, but for now it's not working. I have to take care of my kids. And when I understand this and go into this, then I feel like it helped me to just, okay, sit down here, sit down. I'm just, or oh, how many times I was out in the park, in the playground. I can see it today. When I pass, I see all the moms there with their toddlers. And, thank goodness this time is over.
Where you're like chasing them because they're about to hit everything, and like you
But
can't even sit and talk to your girlfriend while you're there. Yeah,
back then it
it's
was
hard.
okay.
It's
It was
hard.
okay back then. And but now it's like, okay, this was a time I lived, I had experience with that, and now it's over. My children are older now, they're doing more of their stuff, and that's okay.
Okay,
But
I'm gonna go with mindset matters on that one. Because I agree with you, like in the way it's the same way I look at like a work project. Like I might need to sprint for 2 weeks, for a month, whatever. But after that, I know I'm going to relax and go take care of myself and not look at my computer for days or whatever. And I feel like, yeah, it's the same with the littles, is you have to know that it's coming. Because there really is a point where there isn't much of a break, the way we have society set up now.
I think with me, Jody's really amazing with my sons. Like, he is where he is at right now. This is where he's at. Let's just be in a state of allowance and meet him where he's at. And he is improving. He's making progress. So yeah, I've got to drop into that a lot because I'm a fixer and a doer, and I just can't understand not fixing. So being able to just allow him to be where he's at now. And send him to horse riding. So when he's an hour at horse riding, I get time. But yeah, that, as you say, that mindset that my husband's much better at anchoring that than me, because I
Mine
just keep
too.
wanting to push and shove and come mold and fix. Come on, we've got to do something. There's got to be some remedy. There's got to be some, magic potion. And yeah, Joey's like, he's gonna get there. I know he's gonna get there, and he's just where he is now, you know. So mindset's definitely, I would say, part of that self-respect and respecting where your children are at, respecting where your husband's at. Definitely.
And
Yeah,
just
not
slow
always easy.
down.
Yeah,
Just slow
slow
down.
down.
There's nothing to chase here. Where are you running? So
Yeah.
once you have the little children, enjoy that time, because this time is over in one.
And they're
Yeah.
never that cute ever again.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
I love
enjoy
them now. They're adorable, but like
it.
they're never that cute ever again.
So be present every moment. Try to be present in the present moment here and now. And if you feel stressed, and sit down, go within, check yourself, try to maintain a neutral and peaceful state of being. And things, once you s just really fall back into a neutral and peaceful state of being, it's like everything just is fine then. And you step out of head, and the head tells you what to do. And I can do this today. I haven't been able to do my training for years. When my children were little, I had no time in the evening to do my sports. So I had to accept this. I accept that, okay, it is what it is. I'm a little bit fat now. That's okay. I'm a mommy, and
That one took some time, but
I
same
had big
experience. Like I had to
boobs.
just let it go.
And I had big boobs full of milk, so I told last time, 7 years of breastfeeding, you know. So there was no chance for me to do a lot of sport. But now I'm doing it again, and my body is fine, and I regained my preferred weight, and it's okay. So there's what are we chasing here? We are chasing an idea and something in our head.
It's okay that the dishes aren't done. It's okay
Yeah.
that the house is a little messy.
We
Like,
don't need to be perfect.
yeah.
Once we get rid of
We're
this
expecting that of
idea.
ourselves. Nobody else
Yes.
is. I don't know
Yes.
how many times, like, I have a couple girlfriends who are really good about not picking up their houses when people come over. Like, they're really authentic. And it's so funny because I've got this one friend and her house is just like, it's a disaster. It is lived in. It is lived in. But everybody comes over to her house and they're like, thank you. Thank you for leaving it like this. Cause they're like, oh my God, like you live like this too. I don't have to hide and pretend anymore. Cause like she's, the other one's running around with four kids and one's autistic and, a baby on the way. And they're like, oh,
Oh my
thank you for
God.
just like showing me that it's okay.
Yes.
Yes. And
Yes.
we all
You
go
know, you
around
know.
pretending like everything's perfect. And gosh, if you get on Facebook, it's even worse.
Yeah.
We just have the perfect life and the perfect trip and the perfect everything. It's like her kitchen's a disaster too. It's fine.
Yeah.
And get
I
out
like
of
that.
social media.
I like that one thing where that Laura Dahl said, she says, before you speak, so slow down, and it is what I'm going to say going to bring me closer to my partner or to my child, or is it going to drive a bigger wedge? And that's the interesting, that's just slowing down. Because then you're not reacting from mind energy. You actually, she doesn't even know you're dropping into the heart. And that's interesting. Even with an employee or with a like a child, even with my son, I'm just stopping. I'm like, is this really gonna matter? Is it really gonna make him feel, good enough? And then I just let it go. Okay, just let it go, So slowing down, like you said, Saskia, slow down and that can go back to that masculine feminine. Is what I'm going to say critical? Is it going to drive a wedge, or is it going to bring us closer together? Slowing down is a big one. I've
And
got to slow down
we
and
can,
talk.
I mean,
My
yeah,
talking.
women in our minds, like we can have a lot of words.
Oh my
And they're
goodness!
not, they don't all need to be said.
I remember I was training when I was studying, and I did a tour guiding course to make extra money. So I was doing my exam, and I was on the bus and going, "This is Table Mountain," and da da da. And the woman kept doing this. And I'm going. And this is, she's like sort of waving her hand like down, like to slow down, gesturing. I'm going, this is Table Mountain. And I was like, and then eventually she said at the end, she says, honey, I don't think you should be a tour guide. The Germans won't understand you. So yeah, slow down.
Slowing down
Yeah.
also, when you are relaxed as a mom, your children are relaxed. Never forget, children are a mirror of you. They have no own issues, but they reflect your issues. They, when you are stressed, they are stressed. When you are relaxed, they are relaxed. When you let go, they are just there and they do their stuff. So we women, we are so much into, I need to control a situation. I need to control that. If we really understand that we don't need to control anything, and the moment we really let go of control, everything can just fall into its place, then this is where we
And that
may focus on.
comes back to self-respect. Slow down. First, start with respecting yourself and then your partner or your children. And I think the masculine, feminine, it falls into like respect. It becomes it, how you receive that is different. But I agree with you. Yeah,
They're
slowing
these
down.
homeopaths in the UK I used to see, they specialize a lot on like vaccine injuries. So they see a lot of autistic kids and stuff. And they take the case of the kid and they prescribe all these remedies to kind of antidote the vaccines. But like the biggest thing they prescribe is for mom. Because
Really.
it's the whole realization of what you just said is when mom relaxes. Even these kids who are quote vaccine injured, like the situation completely changes. And it's impossible to say like don't be stressed when you're in a crisis situation, but as soon as mom relaxes, like the everything shifts. So they'll never prescribe for the kids without prescribing for mom.
Wow. Well, that's why I tell you, us women are superior, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. I think we're phenomenal. Women are phenomenal. I love men. I freaking love men, and I love their masculinity. But we truly are. We are phenomenal. And you guys are phenomenal. I love you.
And you're phenomenal. And yeah, as soon as we can get back to all remembering, we're phenomenal. Everything shows up.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
Beautiful.
Well,
Beautiful.
ladies, should we wrap it up for today? Thank you very much, guys. That was lovely. Thanks,
Yeah.
guys, for listening. We'll see
Thanks,
you next
everyone.
week.
I hope you all have a happy, happy new now.
Happy
Thank
New
you.
Now.
Happy New Now. My love to
Bye.
all of you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you feel inspired to support us, please visit happynewnowshow.com and consider subscribing or making a one-time donation so we can keep putting up fun content. Also on happynewnowshow.com, you'll find links to book one-on-ones and any products we've discussed. Have an amazing right now.